Okay, so we're having our class on the Jewish home, and we had a discussion of do's and don'ts for fights, right? Certain things you shouldn't do during an argument. And now maybe we should talk a little bit about how you build a relationship. What are some do's for making the relationship positive? It's not enough just how to have a fight. How do you build a relationship? So,
Hallmark cards.
Tribes.
Okay, so... let's see, where do we begin? Again, I want to begin with a few don'ts, and then we'll get to some do's, and we won't finish this in one class, but we'll start. So, you plan a date. Let's say you make it a simple date. You're preparing. You bought your wife flowers for Friday night. You set up the candles. The house is all clean and neat. And you want to have a special Friday night together. And then comes the final hour before Shabbos. And suddenly you realize you forgot this and that. And you rush to do this. And you rush to do that. And did we buy grape juice? We forgot to buy grape juice. Do we have wine? The plata's not working. Okay, the plata fell down. Let's see if I can fix it. There's always last-minute things that fall apart. And very often, during the final hour or two before a date, you're going to find that your wife tells you, forget it. Not interested. Why should we go on the date? I don't want to go on the date. I'll give you a harsher example. You guys are mature enough to hear it. You know, couples separate the beds, right? They're separate from the minute a woman has her onset until her onset finishes, and then she has 7 clean days when she checks herself, and then she goes to mikvah. Now, when she goes to mikvah, so that's a special night. The couple's permitted to be together again, and they have a mitzvah to be together again. I would say 100%, but I don't know 100% of couples, but at least 90% of couples. Okay, at least. On the day she's supposed to go to mikvah, there's fireworks. There's nonstop arguments. You'd think it's the other way around, right? You prepared yourself. You had a nice gift 2 days beforehand. You know, you got ready. And when she woke up in the morning, there were flowers on the bed and a nice note. And she says, you got my bed all wet. And you say, wait a second. I thought I'm getting off to a good start here, right? And you're trying everything. You make breakfast, and she says, did you have to burn the toast again? Like, oh, okay, what did I do wrong? Okay, next month you don't burn the toast, but same thing. So there's this tendency when we're about to get close, every Friday afternoon, go to the average Jewish home. Every couple that's about to go to mikvah, go to the average Jewish home. Every time you're about to go on vacation, every time you're about to go on a date, suddenly you're about to get close. It's like two magnets that are thrown away from one another. It's as though you got the wrong sides of the magnets if you wanted to attach. And husbands get frustrated with this. So husbands have a tendency to say, you don't want to go out? Goodbye, I'll go out alone. What do you mean? I ordered the place. I'll take my mom out. And sometimes the wife will say it to you. You know, sometimes she'll say, you don't want to go out with me anyways. Goodbye.
Take your mother,
right? So the worst thing you can do is follow up on it. And you're going to find that they say those lines that are touching on your nerves. And you're ready to say, okay, forget it. Don't. Guys, did you hear that? Don't. Smile. Yeah, put on a fake smile. And then say the words you're supposed to say, which is what she wanted to hear all along. I can't imagine spending this night any other way than going out with you. Now she'll say, that sounds so fake. And you'll say, but you like to hear it anyways, right? Lat-lat, you'll learn. Usually us men make the mistake of showing our affection in certain ways, and we forget to reiterate, I can't wait to go out with you. I've been waiting for this all day. This is what I've been waiting for. If you will constantly show her that you're interested, then you'll avoid 50% of the times it happens. It'll still happen 50% of the time, but at least 50% of the times it won't. This is the way it works. Be prepared for it. And if you can overlook it, then you can actually have a nice date. If you don't overlook it, then what happens is you start saying, wait, let me just understand. You want me to cancel our reservations? Because, you know, it's not fair. The restaurant might have someone else. They want to sit in the place. Meaning what happens is you start taking her seriously. And why shouldn't you? She just said, no, let's not go out. What do you mean let's not go out? We've been planning this all week. You're going to see. It happens. And men get frustrated because we don't play these games. By us, you want to go out? You say, I want to go out. Finished. You said what you wanted to. By a woman, she wants to go out. No. You know, how does a Jewish mother change a light bulb? Don't worry. I'll just sit here in the dark. Okay, so there's this idea that she wants you to say again and again and again, I want to go with you, and I'm not going to give up on it, and it's very important to me, and this is something I've been waiting for all week, and to you guys, this sounds so cheesy, right? Right, but that's what she wants to hear, and if you would have known how to say it right in advance, again, you could have avoided 50% of it. And even if you can't figure it out at the moment, you still have to follow through. Of course we're going out. Yeah, but I'm so tired and you're so tired I know, we'll just go out for a short time, but we're going out. And you have to find ways to go. I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions. I'm not saying there aren't times where she really feels like, that's it, I'm too tired, we shouldn't do this. But most of the time, how do you know? That's the question of life. Assume not. Okay? 85%, 90% of the time, you just have to say more. And this is really something that appears in different venues. You'll come home and say, it's amazing how you cleaned up the house. And she'll say, nah, it wasn't such a big deal and I didn't do such a good job. I really wanted to wash down the mirrors and I didn't get a chance to. And all the windows are disgusting and I didn't get a chance to do them. And you'll be standing there and saying, oh, I guess you're right. That's not what you're supposed to say. You know, you're supposed to say, you kidding? You're fielding 3 jobs and you're doing great at all of them. And you had time to clean the floor. This is amazing. And you got the new scented cleaner that I love. That's amazing. I don't know how you did it. And she'll say, I don't know. I was hoping to wash down the fridge and I didn't get a chance to do it. You know, the fridge is really disgusting. I haven't done it in a while. And what are you supposed to say? Yeah, you really should have done the fridge, right? No! She's waiting to hear from you. You know.
Better if you wash the fridge or would she get insulted? I'm curious.
You have to figure out how to say, you kidding? There's no way you could have done more. I don't even know how you got this done. She's waiting to hear more. When she says, I didn't, she's waiting for you to say, oh, yes, you did. And when she's saying, I'm not sure we should go out, she's waiting for you to say, of course we should go out. You kidding? That's, okay, this doesn't come, this isn't built in, right? Us men, we're not wired to do this. This is unnatural. It's not just you, it's all of us. But you want to make it work, you have to learn to do this. You have to learn to play the game. And with time, it will become natural. It's not the end of the world. We can do this.
You are fake.
You are fake. Okay, so let me ask you. Your daughter will come to you and say, Abba, Abba, look at what I did today. And she'll give you, she scribbled with blue and red and green and purple. And you're going to look at it and say, disgusting. I just want to be honest with you, honey. One day you'll learn how to draw. Take it. Goodbye. What will you say? What will you say? But what will you say? You'll say, this is amazing. How did you know to draw the purple just above the green? And tell me, what am I looking at here? You know, I see you switched colors. And you're going to tell her, you know, you made, it's almost like a rainbow. And she'll say, it's not a rainbow, it's a car. And you're going to start looking at him and saying, right, it's a car. Right, show me. And she'll say, you know, this is the wheel and that's the other wheel and this is the driver. And you're going to say, it's gorgeous. And why are you going to say it's gorgeous? Because you realize that you have to talk to her language and you're going to see what's positive in it. So I'll tell you a little secret. Us men are the same way. We also have these things that are really important to us that women don't understand. Let's see. I'll give you an example. Okay. Yeah, you guys are all dying for an example. We'll see if you can understand the female side of a male example. You come home and you want to tell your wife about something you figured out at work, right? So you come home and tell her, you know, today something very interesting happened at work. Now there are two ways the conversation can play itself out. One is the classical way, and one is the way you would like as a man. The classical way is she'll say, oh, don't tell me, 1 second. You were able to convince your boss that you did it right last week, that he was wrong. And you'll say, no. What I wanted to tell you was, she'll say, ah, so your boss still thinks that you're the one who messed up last week? And you'll say, yeah, but that's not what I was going to tell you. So she'll say, yeah, I'm listening. And you'll say, well, when I sat down, and she'll say, and is the chair still squeaking? You remember you told me 2 weeks ago that it's squeaking? And you'll say, I haven't noticed yet. But as I sat down, and she'll say, you know, I sit on a chair that squeaks all day. And it doesn't bother me. It's interesting. Does it bother your concentration? And you'll say, no, it doesn't bother my concentration. What's for supper? You give up. You know, after 3 tangents for a guy, the conversation is over. How would you like the conversation to go? You come in and say, you know, an amazing thing happened at work today. She goes, really? And you say, yeah, we were working on this project and no one could figure out how to resolve this difficult mathematical equation. And I couldn't figure it out either. And she'll say, really? Wow. What was it about? And you'll say, well, it was trying to figure out the exact frequency at which you could get radio waves to go through buildings, and maybe we'll be able to do ultrasounds without having the woman lying on a table. And she'll say, really? And what would, you know, and she'll just be very focused on what you want, and maybe even better, she'll just be quiet and say, really? Wow. Okay, so by female terminology, this is called, you want to lecture, and you want me as your audience. Meaning, if you wanted a conversation with me, then I would talk a little, you would talk a little, I talk a little, you talk a little. That's conversation. You don't want conversation with me. You want to lecture me. You want to sit there and talk and talk and talk, and I should listen. Okay. So now, we look at that and we say, don't you want to hear what I want to tell you? And she'll say, sure I want to hear. I just want to have conversation in the interim. Male perspective, female perspective. Ah, so you say, look, I want to tell you something very important. You're going to get super annoyed if I tell my mom, my dad, my friends, before I tell you. I'm going to try this once. I'm going to try to tell you. This is after you're married for 10 years. You're going to learn that if you want to share something important with her, it doesn't mean you'll get it out. So you're going to say, I want to tell you something real important. Can I have 2 minutes just to tell you? And you won't interrupt. Can I just have 2 minutes? I want to tell you something. And she'll say, sure. And 3 seconds into your conversation, she'll interrupt you. And she'll say, she'll take it off the tangent. And she'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I was supposed to be quiet, right? I'm not supposed to say anything. Just listen to your lecture. Yes, I'm listening, Yechiel. Talk, right? And you'll say, never mind, I won't tell you. You'll hear it as I tell my mom, right? Okay, so what? You say, but this is the way I work. And this is the way I like to have conversations. And I wish she could appreciate that. I'll give you another example. You come home after a long day's work. You forgot your lunch at home. You didn't eat breakfast. You didn't eat lunch. You didn't eat today. So yeah, you went to the grocery and you bought yourself a donut and a coffee. Now you're filled with heartburn from all that. And you walk through the door and you're like a lion. You're ravenous. And she says, honey, we gotta talk. And you're like, what? What's for supper? And she says, oh, what's for supper? I have to tell you something real important. And you say, yeah, I can hear it after I eat supper. And she's like, you brute, go figure out your own supper. Wait a second, I didn't say I don't want to hear it. I just walked through the door hungry. And when a man's hungry, he doesn't want to talk about a million things he wants to eat. Is that such a terrible thing I want to eat? She says, I didn't say it's terrible. Go. And if you want to know if I'm pregnant or not, you can come talk to me later. Right? I did want to share it with you, but you had to eat, right? Okay, so I'm saying we work differently. When a guy walks in hungry, what he wants is to eat. And everything else can wait. Let me eat, and then I want to hear everything you have to say. Keep me hungry, and I'm going to be short-tempered until I eat. Okay, that's the man, right? When a woman comes and says before a date, yeah, let's leave it. What she wants is to hear, no, you're important to me. I want to go out with you. I don't want to give up on this. We're going to do this. Please, let's go. You're really important to me, and I really want this date. So it's not a game. It's understanding how to talk the other person's language. Meaning you're not giving her the feeling that she needs. You feel good about the date from the onset. She doesn't feel good about the date until she's heard a few more times that it's important to you. And if it were two women talking, this would be natural. The women watching this are wondering what kind of animal we are. They look at it and say, does he have to explain this over and over again? I speak it from experience. Every year, as we go through this, I get emails from the female viewers asking, are the guys for real? Yes.
It's sort of like the reason why girls don't love Gemara, because it'd be like, Ravashi says, it's like, who's Ravashi? Do you have kids? Do you have a wife?